Swampcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Ghost Chase in Canterville Castle by Rio Grande Games. It's for 2 to 5 players, ages 8 and up, and plays in about 60 minutes. As you reach the destination of your journey, the shadows of the old Canterville Castle fall threateningly about you. The wise old owl that you have been following turns immediately and disappears back into the thick forest. Perhaps the old walls and high towers have frightened him. Or perhaps he is wiser than you and seeks the safety of his home. The light from your flashlight wanders over the ivory-covered castle walls to the beckoning open drawbridge leading to the main entrance of the castle. As a swarm of bats flutter frighteningly from the open castle doors, you notice a small white figure watching you from the entrance. Through the thin white gown it wears, the blue ribs of a skeleton shimmer. It has no feet and seems to float over the ground, stirring up a small whirlwind beneath it. Suddenly, the ghost winks at you and then slowly disappears. A moment later, the entrance is empty with no trace at all of the spook. Was the ghost just in your imagination? There is only one way to find out. You must enter the castle and search for the ghost. Be careful, you do not know the castle. And who knows what tricks the small white apparition has waiting for you inside. That is a lot of descriptive text to put on the back of this box.
That is. But it tells you pretty much the whole game.
That's right. Ghost Chase. Begin Rio Grande Games. You're a bunch of ghost chasers. Ghost facers. You're a bunch of ghost hunters. You're chasing a ghost, trying to find this ghost who's running around in this castle.
Yep.
So, hi, I'm John.
I'm Ruby.
And we're going to review this game. So, let's say some good stuff about this game. What's some good things?
The rules are fairly simple. It doesn't take much to learn them. It is a very descriptive game, as far as that goes. The board is pretty big. It's pretty colorful.
And the cards are... The cards that come with it are really nice and good quality. And it just uses cards. So it doesn't have cards and dice. It's cards and tokens, I guess.
Right. But not everyone gets to use the cards. So the really interesting thing about this is one person plays the ghost, Max. And then everyone else plays the ghost hunters. So it's kind of a teaming up on someone. And then Max, the ghost, the person playing that, actually uses the cards to delineate
what rooms
he's moved in. Because after a certain time frame, you use these little critter counters to basically indicate when Max has to show himself. And then he has to basically show you what path he took, how he ended up there. So that you can't say, oh, I was in that room and you were in that room and you just didn't reveal yourself. So
I'll say one of the other good things is this: it has that neat timing mechanic that you were just hinting at with the little critters. Once you fill up one of your critter boards with all the, you know, the bats or the rats or something like that, or little hedgehogs.
Bats, rats, mice, hedgehogs, and owls.
Yes. Once you've filled up one of those boards, then the player who's playing Max reveals where their invisible ghost is, and they have to show you the route they've gone through. And so there's some interesting deductive things going on here, because Max will not go back to a room that he's already been in. So then you get to look at his path and you can go, okay, well, if he's gone through these places, then he's not going to be able to go back through those same places.
Right. And so there are, 54 rooms and 54 cards.
Right.
And that's why I said only Max gets to use the cards, truly.
Correct. And there's a couple little bonus kind of extra things that the players get to choose one of those special elements to throw in.
So you get to change up the game slightly every time.
Right. So there's one that definitely is more in favor of the players, where you could put down a little trap where if Max passes that, he has to reveal himself right away.
Right. Doesn't stop him. He just has to show himself.
Right. There's the chimney, which works more in Max's favor. It just gives him one more route that he can actually take, a nice little shortcut he can take through the house. Mm-hmm. And then there's the locked doors that the players give to Max, which kind of works both ways. Because in a way, Max gets to lock a door, which kind of
reveals where he is.
Yeah. So that one kind of works in both favor, both ways.
Yes. Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of a neat little element to that. And the game, depending on how many players you have, how many chasers, it sets up slightly differently. It scales in a way. We had three chasers and Max, which I think we'll go into the bad.
Yes.
Which I think that setup with that many players definitely leaned more towards Max winning.
Yes, I agree. I also think that one of the bad portions of this is you can definitely get the type of person playing it that's an overthinker.
Uh-huh.
So the game kind of stalls out when that person comes up, because it is very much a cooperative game. Or you get the other bad type where you get the person that's saying, no, you have to move here, the other person that dictates where the other player should move, whether they want to or not.
It could definitely suffer from the alpha gamer syndrome.
But then you run into that possibility with other games. It's just these types of games lend itself to hitting those players more frequently.
Yeah. Let's see. Is there any other bad stuff we want to say about this game? We've said a pretty good amount of good stuff.
Yeah.
So going into the other category, I thought this was an interesting way. It's a light game that that throws in a really interesting tactical element that you don't normally see one as simple and yet complex as this in a game such as this.
Right. Well, we played it over the holidays with his mother and his father. His father is very much the overthinker type.
Right.
So turns took a little while. And his mother was kind of like, I don't know, just move me there sort of thing.
Yeah, she was kind of doing she was kind of doing the whole, well, just tell me where you want me to move.
Right. And as he said, the number of players definitely leans it more towards Max winning versus any other way because of Max gets to move differently than other people.
Right.
I do have one other slightly bad thing. The board was neat, and it's a nice, sturdy, solid bit, but the players can only move through the dotted lines because those are the doors that are on the board.
That's right.
There were some places it was very hard to tell if it was a dotted line or if it was a edge to a staircase.
Right.
I kept mixing that up. And then there was a time I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that was a dotted line because I was trying to get to that room via another route.
Right. And the only reason you caught onto that was when I revealed and you went, oh, that's a dotted line right there.
Right.
Yeah.
So the board is a little difficult. Little difficult to look at and read.
Yeah.
Because there's so much stuff and it's very colorful and it's...
Right. And I will say this, and this could be either in the bad or the other category. Mm-hmm. There are two cheat cards that Max gets, which at any point he goes, all right, I'm cheating.
Because he has to show it.
And then he gets to move to any place on the board as long as he's got a card for it. So he could jump from one place drastically over to a completely different place. I think having two of those cards was a bit much in that game.
Okay.
Because you play that first one down, you can almost hear everybody's eyes roll in the back of their head as soon as I played that.
Because everything they'd been up to is just washed.
Right, right. You've been tracking me down, you've been following me through this thing, going, okay, he can't be in here anymore because he's used up all these cards, and I think we've got him blocked off from this whole section, and then boom, cheat.
Right.
So doing that twice, that's asking for... That's asking for trouble. That's asking for table flips, I think.
Yeah. But it's a fun little game, and you should definitely check it out.
That's right. Go catch some ghosts, or rather, go chase down the ghost. So, okay. I'm not trying to confuse people. It's Ghost Chase. Woo.
As a board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your
tail. Tail. Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh yeah.